Rogers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Get a load of this
rug.
In the bag, in the bag.
Yeah. Let's get out of here. Not that way, stupid. Oh.
So, I don't hear anything.
I'm back. Let's divvy up the loot.
Not now, later.
Hey, Mac.
Huh?
There must be a lot of show business kids in this neighborhood.
How do you figure?
Look. Boy, when I was a kid, the kind of stuff we'd write on a wall.
In there. Come on, open the door.
All right, get back.
Nah, not that way. Man. All right.
Now, what did we come in here for?
To stash the jewelry, you dummy.
What's in there?
Looks like weed or something. All right, dump it in, dump it in. Now, what did you do that for? Why didn't you throw the whole bag in?
I gotta bring it home. I borrowed it from my brother-in-law.
All right, we'll stash it here. Pick it up when the heat's off. All right, let's get out.
Boy, you sure are cranky tonight.
Ow!
Every week they come out with a new serial. One week it was Tootie Wooties, and the next week it was...
Hello there, Mr. Drucker.
Afternoon, Mr. Drucker.
Afternoon, folks.
Oh, those are the Squeakly Weeklies. They advertise on TV.
What do they do? Snap? Crunch? Ping?
No, these are soundproof.
I wonder if these are as good as the Jumpy Wumpies.
Jumpy?
Yes, when you pour hot milk over them, they jump around in the bowl.
Who wouldn't?
My favorite cereal used to be Itsy Bitsies, but they stopped making them when they came out with Stuffy Wuffies.
Who thinks up those...
In Hungary, they had a wonderful cereal, Shredded Goulash. You can't get that here.
Thank goodness.
Well, this should be pretty good. It's got a lot of stuff in it. Artificial coloring, imitation sweeteners, synthetic orange peels.
No plastic raisins?
Well, they had those in Jumpy Bumpies.
Look, Lisa.
This is the first cereal I ever got with vitamin N.
There's no such thing as vitamin N.
Well, it says right here, contains vitamin N for energy.
I believe energy is spelled with an E.
Since when?
Well, it's always...
Each box is supposed to have a valuable prize.
I'm sure.
Would you like to try them? They're 18 cents a box or six for a dollar.
We take 6 boxes.
No, we don't.
But, Oliver, you might want them for breakfast tomorrow morning.
I'm not putting that junk in my stomach.
All right, then give me 10 pounds of hotcakes flour.
On second thought, I am putting that junk in my stomach. We'll take these 6 boxes. Good morning.
Well, if it isn't my husband, Handsome Harry.
Is breakfast ready?
Don't you even want to pant a little from the kiss?
That enough?
Personally, I thought it was more than a two pants kiss.
Breakfast, Lisa, hmm?
All right, gorgeous. Sit down. There. There we are.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's this? Crickly Wicklies. Why don't you buy the kind I like? Poopy Whoopsie.
Poopy Whoopsie.
That's a cereal with the filter tip flakes. A valuable prize in every box. I wonder what they give you.
A green glass bracelet. What did you expect, emeralds?
That's what they are.
Sure, emeralds.
They are.
Oh, boy. Wait till I give this to Lorelei. I'll get her a two-pants kiss.
You're to get at least a five-pants for that. Do you know what emeralds are, Verse?
No, ma'am.
Well, my aunt had an emeralds bracelet not half as good as this one, and it cost her
$12,000. $12,000?
Why would they put a $12,000 bracelet in an 18-cent box of cereal?
They're trying to make new customers.
That makes sense.
I wish you did.
See what you get, Mrs. Douglas.
All right. Ooh, a diamond wristwatch. It must be worth at least $8,000.
Oh, boy.
It's your turn, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, come on, I'm not going to...
Oh, go on, Oliver.
What'd you get?
A picture of Yogi Berra.
Autograph?
Oh, tough luck.
Please, will you stop opening all the...
Wowee! A diamond ring.
Yes. Ooh, it's at least 6 carats.
That's a big, phony hunk of glass.
It's a diamond.
Look, how could it possibly be a diamond?
Oliver, if there's one thing I know, it's diamonds.
What do you know about sapphires?
Ooh, it's gorgeous.
They're blue glass.
Oliver, I didn't get to where I am today without knowing what's real jewelry and what isn't.
Here, try your luck again. Well?
Yogi Berra.
You're a born loser.
Oliver, we ought to buy some more of this cereal. Delicious.
Yeah. I'm going to get me 75 boxes and retire.
You'll be retiring a lot faster than you think if you don't get back to work.
I don't have to work anymore. I'm independently wealthy, jewelry-wise.
That stupid kitty gets a few hunks of junk jewelry and then... Come in!
Howdy.
Hello there, Mr. Zippel.
I just come over to show you something. Look at here.
Oh, your birthday?
No, Crickly Wickly.
What?
You too? Look what I got.
That's pretty. You didn't happen to get a couple of diamond earrings, did you?
No, I've got some sapphires.
Too bad. I don't want to trade a bracelet he got for a couple of diamond earrings to go with his choker.
What choker?
His Crickly Wickly choker. Well, come in here and show it to him.
Well, I'll be a...
Yeah, that's what Doris said when she saw it.
Did Mrs. Ziffel get anything?
Yeah. She got a picture of Yogi Berra.
Hey, that's what Mr. Douglas got.
Couple of born losers.
Look, Mr. Ziffel, that's cheap costume jewelry.
Don't pay no attention to him, Arnold. He don't know what he's talking about.
Would you like me to prove it to you?
How?
I'll take all this junk over to the jeweler in Pixley and have it appraised.
Oh, this is a magnificent diamond. Not a flaw in it.
Are you sure?
Oh, positive.
And you say this stuff is all real?
Yes, these are some of the most beautiful jewels I've ever seen, Mr.
Douglas, how much do you estimate they're worth?
Well, roughly $200,000.
$200,000?
Mr. Douglas, if you bought them, you ought to know what they're worth.
No, I didn't buy them.
You, inherited them?
No, no. I got them in boxes of...
Of what?
If I told you, you wouldn't believe me.
If you'd like me to keep these in my safe for you.
No, thank you. Thank you. Good day.
Good day. Hello, operator. Connect me with the sheriff's office, please. Yes. Hello, sheriff. This is Claxon, the jeweler over at Pixley. Yes, say, I got a flyer from the Jewelers Association the other day on the Berkman jewelry robbery. And a man was in here a few moments ago with some jewelry that matches the description. Yes. Douglas. I think he lives in Hooterville.
I told you it was real.
I know you told me.
What did the man say it was worth?
$200,000. There must be some explanation.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Lisa, I've got to make a call.
To whom?
The Crickly Wickly people.
Calling from where? Hooterville? I'll take it. Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Charles Bennett. I'm in charge of public relations for Crickly Wickly.
My name is Douglas. Oliver Wendell Douglas. I want to talk to you about your cereal. You see, we bought 6 boxes...
Don't you think they're a great improvement over our Fuddly Wedleys?
I don't... Look, I want to talk to you about the prizes. You see, we found some jewelry.
Jewelry? We don't put any jewelry in our cereal. Just baseball cards, plastic ducks, and an occasional back scratcher.
We found jewelry. $200,000 worth.
One moment, please. Miss Travis, where'd you say this call was coming from? Hooterville? Do they have a fruitcake farm there? Thank you. Hello? You still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
I was afraid of that.
What?
Now, about this jewelry you claim was found in our dinky hinkies.
We found them in the Crickly Wickly.
$200,000 worth.
Yes, my wife found a 6-carat diamond ring and a diamond wristwatch. And Eb, my hired hand, found an emerald bracelet and sapphire earrings. And Arnold found a diamond choker that's worth $80,000.
Lucky Arnold. He must be dancing with joy.
Well, he can't dance. He's a pig.
That's a P-I-G, pig.
Well, what other kind is there? Now, the reason I'm calling is to find out what I should do.
Well, for one thing, the next time you have our cereal, just put milk on it.
I didn't eat any of your cereal.
Oh, you just drank the sauce.
Look, I called you in good faith, faith.
You're getting a little blurry there, Jack.
Look, I'll ask you once more. Do you know anything about the jewelry we found in your cereal?
No, I don't.
Then goodbye.
There are more ding-a-lings that eat our cereal.
Just a moment, you
Chicago police.
We got a report that some stolen jewelry was stashed in your grain bin. Now, we just went through it, but they ain't there.
That's strange. I just had a call from a man who said he found some jewelry in our Crickly Wicklies.
Oh? Where'd he call from?
I believe it was Hooterville. I better call him back.
That won't be necessary. We'll take care of it.
We better get going.
Not that way, stupid. We'll take care of it.
Why do we have to talk to Mr. Drucker? Why can't we just keep the jewels?
Because obviously they got into those packages by mistake.
No.
Mr. Drucker, I came in to ask you...
I wish I was just trying these on. Got them in a box of Crickly Wicklies.
They'll take 12 more boxes.
I'm sorry, they're all gone. When people found out about the prizes, they cleaned me out. I don't know how they can afford to give away such expensive gifts. These earrings must have cost at least $1.
I say they're worth 5,000.
What?
These are real diamonds.
Diamond? Oh, doggone it. Do you see them?
Yes, That pickle is wearing one. No, not that one. The one next to it.
Mr. Drucker, where did these boxes of cereal come from?
There it is.
Mr. Drucker, would you please answer my question?
What is your question?
I'm not talking to you.
What are you looking for, Sam?
His earrings fell in the pickle barrel.
Oh. Why don't you have your ears pierced? Then they wouldn't fall off so easily.
Mr. Kimball,
if you... Say, that sure is a nice-looking pickle. How much you want for it?
You can have it.
Nah, I don't like pickles.
What did you do that for?
Look, about the cereal boxes.
What cereal?
I was talking to Sam.
Oh, that's him with his head in a pickle barrel.
I got one.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam.
You dimwit!
I want to talk to you. What'd you say your name was?
Mr. Kimball.
Mr. Kimball? Boy, he's got the same name as me.
Hank, why don't you go count coffee beans?
Oh, it'd be a pleasure. Well, not a pleasure. I'll
go count them.
Mr. Drucker, I have to talk to you.
Oh, I do that for you, Mr. Drucker.
I want to show you something.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15,
holy Toledo, where'd you get all that?
Same place you got the earrings and the 19, cereal.
Oliver! 20,
oh, did you find my earrings? 20,
no, my ring fell in.
Oh, for the love of...
26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31.
Mr. Kimball, could you count quietly?
Oh, I thought you wanted me to count the coffee beans. 24, 25.
Mr. Drucker, I just spoke to the Crickley Winkley people, and...
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Clyde.
And who do those belong to?
Mr. Douglas.
Oh?
Mr. Douglas, this is our sheriff, Clyde Prentice.
Yes, how do you do?
You're under arrest.
What?
Oliver, hold this.
Lisa, I don't have the...
What are you wearing that for?
He's under arrest.
What for?
For suspicion of grand larceny.
What did he grand larcen?
Those. They fit the description of the stolen merchandise from the Berkman Jewelry Company in Chicago.
Sheriff, I...
May I remind you, Mr. Douglas, anything you may say may be used against you.
Clam up, Oliver, until I get you a mousepiece.
I'm a mousepiece, or a lawyer.
Make a run for it, Oliver. I'll throw the net over his head.
Lisa, please.
And just who are you?
I am the wife of the Grand Larson.
Well, maybe you better come along, too.
Where are my handcuffs?
Oh, I don't think you'll try and get away.
I always do.
Lisa, Sheriff, you're making a mistake.
Would you mind coming along? And if I do make a mistake, it won't be the first one I've made in my life. Now, come along.
Oh, what's my ring?
Come on.
291, 292, 293,
Hank.
294, 295, 296.
Hank.
Yes? Oh, where'd Mr. and Mrs. Douglas go?
They were arrested.
Oh. 297, 299, 300.
All right, let's go over this once more. Why don't you two tell me the truth? Where did you get that jewelry?
Well, you see, we were on board ship, and while I was entertaining the captain, my husband went through all
Lisa.
The same... Well, we told them the other story 12 times, and they didn't believe us. I thought they might like this one better.
Tell us once more.
Okay. We were on board ship, and...
Not that one, the other one.
This morning, I came into the kitchen.
And he gave me a two-pence kiss.
We're not interested in your sex life.
Why not?
You opened a box of cereal. What was in it?
Crickley Wickley's.
Besides those?
The diamond wristwatch.
And then your hired hand opened a box and he found that emerald bracelet.
I thought you wanted us to tell the story.
Then tell it.
Well, you see, we were on this ship and...
One more time and I'm locking you up. Go ahead.
Look, I opened a box of cereal and I found a picture of Yogi Berra.
Then what?
Well, I...
Then I opened a box, and I found a diamond ring. And then Eb opened a box and found sapphire earrings.
And then I opened one and got a picture of...
Yogi Berra.
Right!
Mr. Douglas, doesn't it seem strange to you that everybody else found jewelry, and all you got was two Yogi Berra baseball cards?
Well, you know the old saying, luck in love, unluck in opening cereal boxes.
I'm not the only one that got Yogi Berra. Mrs. Ziffel got one, too.
Oh, I thought Mrs. Ziffel found this.
No, Arnold found that.
And who is Arnold?
He's the Ziffel's pig.
Well, he opened the package himself.
Yes, he does lots of things. He turns on the TV, he rides a bicycle, he goes to school.
This is a pig you're talking about.
Yes, Mrs. Ziffel can't do any of those things.
And you claim that this belongs to the pig?
That's right.
And you stole it from him?
No. He came over to trade a bracelet he got for a pair of earrings to go with the choker.
Oh, boy.
Then what did you do?
I took the jewelry up to the jeweler in Pixley.
And tried to sell it.
You didn't tell me that part.
He said I tried to sell it.
How does he know?
Look, all I did was get it appraised. I didn't believe it was real.
Oh, come now, Mr. Douglas. You certainly must have thought it was real when you took all that trouble to blow the safe.
You didn't tell me that part either.
I didn't blow any safe. I didn't steal any jewelry. I found it where I said I did.
It'll be easy to check your story. We'll call the Cuckley Wuckley Company.
Crackly Wack, the Googly Wook, Huntley Brinkley.
He'll get around to it.
Quickly Wickly.
I told you.
Get him on the phone.
Just a second. There's no point in calling them. I already did.
And what'd they say?
Well, they said...
Yes?
Well, how could they tell on the phone if I was drunk? No, I mean...
Well, I always could tell.
I don't blame you for getting drunk. You made a pretty nice haul there.
Look, I know my rights. Now, either you...
Sheriff Prentiss?
Yes? Chicago Police.
Oh, nice to meet you, Deputy.
Hello, dear. I am Lisa Douglas, and this is my husband, Oliver. What can we do for you?
Mrs. Douglas, please. Now, what can I do for you fellas?
Looks like you've already done it. That's the loot from the Brinkman heist. Where did you get it?
We've been trying to tell them. We found it in the cereal.
Now, if you don't like that story, we have another one. When we were on the ship and I was entertaining the captain and...
Quiet!
This man's right. According to our investigation, the crook stashed the loot in the bin of the cereal factory. And it got packed in the boxes by mistake.
I'll be doggone.
I told you. Now, are we free to go? Or would you like to have me sue you? Hey, what do you think you're doing?
That belongs to him.
It does not.
It does too.
Don't tell me. That choker was one of the very first things we took out of the safe.
Big Mom! Don't move, we got you covered.
I emptied out all the pickles, dumped out the brine, but your ring isn't in there.
It has to be.
No, it doesn't. I just remember I wasn't wearing it this morning. I left it on the sink when I was washing dishes.
Lisa, Mr. Drucker ruined a whole barrel of pickles.
Oh, don't worry about them. They're plastic.
Plastic pickles?
I just keep them there for city folks. They kind of expect to see a pickle barrel in a general store. Got to keep up our backward appearance.
Yes, I guess you...
Oh, hi, Clyde.
Hello, Sam.
Hello there, Sheriff. Hi.
Hello, folks. I've been looking all over for you two. I wanted to apologize for doubting your story.
No, that's all right, Sheriff. We understand.
Thanks. Now, if you'll both come along with me, please, I want to take you in for questioning.
What for? I thought you said you believed our story.
About the cereal. It's the other story I want to talk to you about. I got a flyer from Interpol about this couple that are wanted for working transatlantic steamers. It seems that she entertains the captain while he goes through the stateroom.
Oh, look. Look, my wife just made up that story.
Shall we discuss it down at headquarters?
Well, I'll be.
Thank you.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.